This is where we will have an overview of the events of the First World War. In front of us, facing the river, we see the Royal 22nd Regiment Monument, which was mostly made up of Francophones. It is here in Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu that 1,000 men will be brought together to give rise to the 22nd French Canadian Battalion in October 1914. The men followed their first training here, but the area offered too many sources of distraction. Therefore, the battalion was quickly moved to Nova Scotia. The 22nd Battalion was distinguished during the war. Two of its men received a posthumous military title. The men were awarded the Victorian Cross. This is the highest military declaration of the Commonwealth. Thereafter, the battalion became a regiment, which makes the first official French-speaking regiment of the Canadian Forces. To this day, the regiment still has a reputation of fearless fighters and fierce revelers. They always honor their motto, which can be found underneath their emblem in the shape of a beaver. Je me souviens. I remember. On the left of the monument, you will also notice a German field gun from the First World War. The college had two of them, but the other gun was melted to make ammunition that was used against the German army during the Second War. This was a way of getting back at the enemy. Recycling does not date back to just yesterday. But why a German gun on our site? During the First World War, one witnessed the advancement of mechanization of war. People wanted to have the enemy's machinery as trophies. This is why two German guns were brought back to Canada. The perception of the enemy was more related to the machine rather than the man. While with the Second World War, our powerful artillery had become objects of pride that we now displayed. We will now advance to point number 5 on your map.